I'm Patrick Pearson, and I'm the Director of Artistic Programming at Ford's Theater.
So tell me about how you guys planned this event. You obviously saw on the calendar that the 150th anniversary of Lincoln's second inaugural was coming up on the calendar, and so you're sitting behind the scenes and say, oh, we should do something for this. How did you go about planning it?
No, absolutely. Well, actually, this is part of a much bigger event that's happening here all this winter and spring, the Ford's 150, which is the 150th anniversary of the end of the Civil War and of Lincoln's assassination here at Ford's Theater on April 14th and 15th. But as part of that, you know, so we have a lot of events planned for that. But when looking at other dates, you know, everyone here agreed that we would be remiss if we didn't commemorate the second inaugural as well, because, you know, it's just an amazing speech, all of that. And so as we were planning, we had worked with the National Cathedral, or we'd been connected with them before during the Laramie Project. We did that in 2013 with Gary Hall, who I believe is going to talk with you later today. And so we already had that connection. And because of several reasons, Ford Theater actually was unavailable tomorrow night for the event, because we are loading in our next show. And we thought, well, hey, maybe, you know, the National Cathedral would be interested. You know, this could be a really amazing, you know, collaboration between the two of us. And so, so this, like, these discussions have been happening for, I'd say, at least a year now, if not longer, for this specific panel, just trying to get the ball rolling. And then once you figured out, yes, it's happening, what the panel itself was going to be.
Right. And we want to just double check with our listeners to make sure you heard that. It's at the National Cathedral on Wisconsin Avenue Northwest, not at Ford's Theater. It's actually right across from where WTOP studio is, right up here at the cathedral.
Oh, excellent. So you can go to the cathedral and go hang out at WTOP as well.
Exactly. Both free.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's free. It's wonderful.
Right. Now, talk a little bit about the panel you have lined up and who's moderating it.
Sure. We have a very exciting panel. Starting with our moderator, it is Chris Matthews, of course, from Hardball and MSNBC. And for our three panelists, we have Dr. Claiborne Carson, who was selected by the late Mrs. Coretta Scott King to edit and publish the papers of her husband. So he has just an unbelievable knowledge of MLK. Dr. Douglas Wilson, who is the co-director of the Lincoln Studies Center at Knox College. And then from the cathedral himself, the very Reverend Gary Hall is our third panelist. And he brings knowledge of not just both of these men, but I believe he has his English degree. And of course, through working at the cathedral, you know, a vast knowledge of religion. And both of these speeches rely on a lot of both literary and religious imagery as well. And so we're hoping that he is able to speak to both of those contexts.
The perfect fit for a national cathedral setting.
Oh, no, absolutely. And especially when we were reaching out to the cathedral, you know, they said that their mission statement is about, you know, they have a role in convening people to consider the critical issues of our day. And here you have both of these men, you know, 100 years apart, talking about issues of race and equality that are still relevant, you know, incredibly relevant today. And so it just seemed, you know, a very logical and exciting fit. And then in addition to these great panelists and our moderator, we actually have two students who have gone, who have been connected with the oratory program here at Ford's Theater, who will be presenting excerpts of both of the speeches. And so much of that is tied to Ford's ongoing work with, you know, with oratory, with students, and with the next generation, you know, helping students to become the leaders of tomorrow, and like comfortable with language and with rhetoric, and through appreciating these unbelievable speeches that were written, you know, 150 and 50 years ago.
Awesome. And then just before we wrap up, talk a little bit about the other events you have planned. You know, you mentioned that you have several events coming up here on the as part of the larger celebration anniversary. So what other events come up after this thing?
Well, from March 18th to May 20th, we have Freedom Song, which is a musical happening here at Ford's Theater. And it's taken from Frank Wildhorn's musical, The Civil War. We took the music from that and then had two adapters work to build the script, to build a script around Lincoln. So it actually uses Lincoln's words throughout and then the music of Frank Wildhorn. And it's very exciting. And then on the 14th and 15th itself, we are going to do something we've never done before. We are open for 36 hours continuously with 36 hours of continuous programming happening inside the theater, the Peterson House where he died, the Center for Education and Leadership, and on the street and sidewalk even as well. These include first-person accounts from men and women who are alive 150 years ago. There are historical interpreters who will be presenting these to people as they wait in line. Panel discussions on both of those days. The Ranger Talks. There's an incredible commemorative event on the evening of the 9th called Now He Belongs to the Ages, which looks at Abraham Lincoln through not just the lens of politics, but also to humanize him, who he was as a man, a father, a friend. That event, it will be live streamed to the National Portrait Gallery because we have limited space at Ford Theater, but we want to be able to present it to as many people as possible. So we're partnering with the National Portrait Gallery, and people will be able to go there. And then it will also be live streamed on our website, too. And then after that, we are holding a real-time candlelight vigil all night on 10th Street from about 10:15 until 7:22 the next morning, because that was the nation's first ground zero, and that is exactly what happened. People held vigil outside the theater in the Peterson House all night. So we have about 200 to 300 living historians in costume, and then anyone is, you know, people are welcome to join to come be a part of this vigil taking place overnight. Then the next morning on the 15th, there is a wreath-laying ceremony at which we have some great speakers coming in to talk about Lincoln. And then at 8 o'clock, we have commemorative bell tolling happening, hopefully, all throughout the city. And this is a reflection of what happened 150 years ago when word spread that President Lincoln had passed. The bell started ringing in the city to commemorate that. So we hope to recreate that as well. It's like I said, I think it's just going to be an amazing, exciting time. And to offer just some unprecedented access. I mean, you can be in the theater overnight, which we never do before. You can go into the Peterson House at the time at which 150 years ago President Lincoln was in there.
That's wild.
Dying, you know, and so it's just, you know, this amazing, amazing access. And it should be, you know, a very exciting commemoration of this pivotal point in our nation's history.
Well, we'd love to have you back on WTOP, you know, the week, you know, early April to preview that. We'll do a big thing on that then, too, if you're game. But until then, ladies and gentlemen, come out on March 4th to the National Cathedral and see this free panel discussion. It's a good way to get ready for the run up to this big, you know, the grand culmination in April. It's Wednesday night, March 4th at the Washington National Cathedral on Wisconsin Avenue. And thanks so much for joining us on WTOP.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. Have a good day.